Right now, though, we're going to bring on the big shoe. We're going to bring in nothing better than Jim Lynch. It is time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and a whole bunch of other things as well, bringing many years of experience to those topics. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
And good morning. Good morning. After, you know, having built airplanes and automobiles, I can assure you this is really fun. That said, where shall I begin? Let me get some of my irritation out of the way, and I'll surprise you with the topic. The topic is Nikki Haley. Used to run the post at the UN, and I just want to point out to everybody, now that she's supposedly doing a telltale book on Tillerson and Kelly and others, how she was the good girl and she didn't cooperate and go with them and try and help get the president in tow. I find it very ironic that Nikki Haley basically resigned very shortly after Khashoggi was killed in Turkey. Now, as the UN representative, why would she do that? Wouldn't she stay in her post and basically try and figure out from her fellow UN folks and the people in the State Department what exactly went on? Rather, she bagged it so she didn't have to get into the line of fire and get out of the way of anybody attacking her good friend Donald Trump.
It's interesting.
I think this needs to be investigated, particularly since she might be the person to replace Pence if Trump decides to use someone else in the next election, if he gets there, and or she might decide to run someday. So let's put the Nikki Haley, from my Jim Lynch's perspective, in the needs to be investigated.
Well, you know, Jim, you mentioned this, and here's what she's done with her tell-all book, and she has set the stage. So, in the way she responded with some of those quotes she put in there, are definitely designed to still adore her to the Trump faction, the Trump voter, by saying that these people went behind Donald Trump's back, but they both came out and said that it's not a question of going behind the back. They just weren't having success talking to the president, and so they were trying to do it another way. But the whole thing is that politics is nowadays, and it is. She put that book out. She put that in the book, and she wants to set herself up to be a prime candidate, I think, for 2024. I don't think it's 2020. If Donald Trump can't afford to replace Mike Pence, he just can't. It's the despicable way that politics is going nowadays. Jill wants to chip in here.
Did you read the book, or you just have these quotes?
The book is not fully out yet.
I think it's out today. My point being that people also need to, I'm not trying to sell her book, but I am just saying that if you rely on pull quotes, which...
They're not pull quotes. They're quotes that she released. Her company released the full quotes from
right,
the
book.
Right, but
there's an what I'm still trying to say in my quest for context all along the way is not that these aren't there, but that it would behoove people to read up on the whole thing, as annoying as that is and as time-consuming as it is, just to see if there's any other information. That's what I'm trying to say. Either for or against.
That's true, but it does raise... a challenge, which frankly is really a challenge. People keeping up with this information in written form. These transcripts, for instance, are invaluable and are very truth-telling. But I would kind of cue off that and say the one thing that you have to make time for, the hearings that are coming up on Wednesday, which will show you real human beings talking about some very serious issues. And you're going to be able to tell if they're lying or being truthful. And we all have X amount of intelligence, you're going to be able to gauge the rationale of what they're saying, and if there's a fluidity to it in terms of them connecting the dots with other people in the administration. Let me now go back to Nikki Haley and take from Nikki Haley and go to the other Republicans. How can any of these people say that the president has not committed extortion and bribery in telling the president of Ukraine, you do me a favor, then you'll get the aid that was duly voted for by the Congress of the United States, which represents all of us citizens. Donald Trump is on to Trump. The Congress basically said it's in the U.S.'s national industry security that we give Ukraine these weapons because it'll help them fight the Russians, which are our nemesis. And if you look at this within that context, you'll understand another proof of how Trump, whatever reason under heaven's name, is in the Russian camp. Call him a Russian asset, call him whatever you want, but he is. Let me continue on this theme. Nikki Haley and the other Republicans are denying the plain truth, which is in front of them, and in the process, making the process more difficult to get at things which have harmed and are harming our national security. Finally, on this point, if you are a voter, you're duty-bound to vote against Republicans who will not honor the truth of what's coming forward from the people who worked for your U.S. government in security and defense for 20, 30 years, faithfully doing their jobs, helping keeping us safe. The person who supposedly runs the government is trying to run them down. He's running down on national security. Whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or haven't voted, please wake up. Take care of yourself. Vote the Republicans out. Let's see a little bit. Maybe some Republicans are going to turn. But the point is, right now, we must do two things. Destroy politically Donald Trump and his ideas and his whole persona, much as we destroyed militarily Hitler. He is a cancer on this country. He is a cancer on this world, and he must be destroyed.
Now, you know, I want to butt in here for a second and change a little bit of what we're talking about, but it still involves the Trump and involves what's wrong with the country. Anybody knows, and I try to say that the opinions on this show are those of the people that give them, whether Jim, Jill, or myself. And anybody who knows me knows I'm a big Bernie supporter. I mean, to the point of that, that's just it. And I am not a Donald Trump supporter. It's very rare I'm anti somebody, but I really am anti Donald Trump. And I've got friends that aren't, and we hash it out on a daily basis. But here's where the liberals and progressives and moderates make a mistake, okay? My father had an old expression, Jim. You lie with dogs and you end up smelling like dogs. And once again, a liberal bastion did something yesterday that empowers the Trumps, and that is Donald Trump Jr. Was on stage, and he was at UCLA last night with a Fox News host. And they were doing a presentation. He was booed off the stage. Now, if you don't want Donald Trump and you want to protest outside, I have no problem with you protesting outside the building. Nonviolent protest, you can boo people as they come in, you can boo people as they go out. But if a program is set up at a university, and it's a university for everybody, once the program starts, you shouldn't boo somebody off a stage. I'm sorry. You can get up and walk out if you don't like what they're saying, but you don't boo somebody off the stage. What you are doing to the rest of their supporters and other people are empowering them to make you look like a fool. This is a problem, what goes on in our society nowadays, Jim, that nobody can leave the protest outside the building. It's got to come inside. And that's just wrong. That's not protesting. That's just being wrong.
Or being obnoxious. I'm interjecting here simply because having nothing to, it's the entire social media fomenting outrage, your opinion matters, and the more negative, the better, is, fine. But you need to know how to behave in a public forum. And
you would think that because social media is so active, Joe and Jim, that people could get their the bile out that way. It's the way I do. But I would never. If Donald Trump were to come to speak in this town, would I probably go and stand and hold up a sign outside? Yes. Would I go inside and boo? No. I don't know how you feel about that, Joe. But I just know that it makes. You're sinking to their level, and it's just a terrible level.
Who was the who was the teacher that told you? Because
Mr. Casale, years ago when I was in high school, we had the Saudi Arabian ambassador speak at the school, and I stood up and asked him a question about Israel, and he made a joke out of my question, made a joke out of me, and I took my shoe off and I threw at him, and I was escorted out of the hall by Mr. Casale. And we got outside. He said he kind of got under your skin by making fun of you, right? So I said, yeah. He said, always remember this. He said, you're right. He did what he did was wrong, but you're in a no-win situation. So what you have to do there is show respect, and just you should have gotten up and just walked out. And I learned that lesson very early in my life because it was a stupid thing that I did. It really was. It was foolish. I don't know what you think about that, Jim, but, when people do this with the Trumps and with other conservatives and ultra-conservatives, it just looks like you're trying to destroy their free speech, and that's the last thing in the world we want.
Okay, let me just add a couple of things. One, cueing off your experience, Marshall, you obviously reached the boiling point for whatever reason, and so you did something as you now gauge as inappropriate. I think what we're seeing in this country, yes, it's booing is not the answer, but the point is, this shows you what has happened to the country in terms of how it's been pushed, in terms of civility and Trump is the leader of the country, and he lacks all kinds of civility. I totally agree with you. Don't behave like them and become like them. Rather, stand up and be for what is right and just and important to yourself and to others. But in fairness, I think we've got to appreciate what has been happening in this country. People have been yelled down to in various ways by the President of the United States. And also people are feeling the experience, I'm certain, of being lied to by high officials like Mike Pompeo and others in the Senate and House, some of whom are making damn fools of themselves with lies. But that's my first point on this. My second point is, I've read this, that one of the reasons disturbing these people was that it was said, yes, a presentation will be made, but there will be no questions. Now, I think we've all had to endure or enjoy people on television selling books, being interviewed by people. It is the norm that questions are taken, be it by an actor or a politician or whoever. You don't go on television and say, or to a meeting with a number of people and say, okay, I want you to read my book and get my information. I want you to go to the movie and see it because it's great, and then say, but there'll be no questions on that point. You'll just listen to me. So I think it's very important. One, what you say is very important in terms of standing up for yourself, but not hurting yourself and furthering the cause that you want. But two, I think we have to recognize that there are some intrinsic things that are happening that are really, really unjust. That said, let's go to the Democrats and the field they're filling up with bodies. It is not in the interest of, I think, the big purpose of the Democrats at this time to get rid of Donald Trump. By basically squandering energy by putting people on platforms to say basically the same kind of thing, and in the process squander the energy needed to make for a great campaign. We're not going to get from the Democrats some core things to hang our hat on if we constantly dilute with this dialogue. This is insane. 17 people at this point. More people are going to be possibly let in. Deval up in Massachusetts, the former governor, he's thinking of coming in. Obama told him several years ago, well, you know, you want to think down the road being president. He said no. That's on the record, okay? Why is it he's coming in now?
You know why.
If he changed his mind, he's a politician.
You know why, Jim.
Does he think the field is so weak? He's going to weaken everything by his presence.
Jim.
Mike Bloomberg is a man unto himself. I greatly admire Mike Bloomberg, not only for his incredible success, but his stick-to-itiveness and his evolving from a very smart, very good businessman, excellent politician, into a person of the people, which most people really don't know, all of the work he does on gun control, the money he puts up, his organizations that he's created, in the healthcare field, in the education field. So Mike Bloomberg certainly is an outstanding American, and maybe it's because I have an East Coast bias, certainly somebody of the two of them who are getting in deserves to be heard. Frankly, when I see Buttigieg stupidly calling out Obama's failures, whatever they are, I say, please, 35-year-old, get off the stage. You were 24 years old when Obama was around doing things. I doubt very much that you were so keen on politics. But more importantly, you're not a politician. You criticize the most popular guy in politics now. You criticize the guy who has been the most successful Democrat in years. Where are you going with this? If you want to attack Joe Biden, attack Joe Biden. Biden and Obama work together. It's a no there. Pete Buttigieg, please leave the stage. And any of you other people, I appreciate Beto leaving. It's in the benefit of the party. It's in the benefit of. We need less people to get out there and to do their work in a very substantive way, not taking talking points and yelling about them. Senator Warren, please come clean. Stop it. Stop with this maniacal yelling about Medicare for all. If you had if you could give us a PowerPoint of 10 pages from A to Z to Y and N, and show us the cost of this, where the revenues come, how each family benefits, how nobody gets screwed, fine. You can't do it. Stop yelling. People are saying, do we want another one of these things that they throw at us and we don't know how it's going to impact us?
No.
The current government, headed by Trump, is doing that already. We just had a massive tax cut. The wealthy benefited. The individual person, on a relative basis, has been screwed. But now, I want to put this in context. This is a quote from the President of the United States, or maybe he's decided his minions just put it out. He's now thinking in terms of his second term, he's going to cut Medicare and Social Security. He doesn't have a few paragraphs on it because he can't speak in paragraphs. He can't write in paragraphs. But why is he throwing that out? He's throwing it out because he thinks his base and others believe that Social Security and Medicare are wrong for some reason. That's what's wrong with this country. We have so many stupid people who are masochistic in their approach to their politics.
We are out of
more people benefit from Social Security and Medicare than anything else.
We are out of time on that, Jim. We
well,
are over
thank
time.
God, because I'm almost out of breath.
Okay.
This is good. This is good.
All right. Well, we'll speak.
I hope it was good for you.
All right. We'll speak to you next week, Jim.
I hope, most importantly, you have the good weather. Doesn't impact you too much.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
See you next week.
Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.